Learning Masech the Sivam is Taflam in Beizim and Aleph. The Gemara on the mission of Shnei Achan is Suin Shnei Achayis, when two brothers are married to two sisters, Umei Sechemem, and then there's a din of Achis Isha, which is a Ptur Yibim Echalitza. And the Mishnah said, even though it's Achach Mesa Ishto Shashem is no longer an Achis Isha, Harizu Asur Lavalamis Hel Vanesha of Shah Achas is the din of Nesram, which was discussed earlier on Daflamit. And here the Gemara brings the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan. If let's say he's Vailer after his brother died, but before his wife died, that's what all the Rishonim say. Chayav la misham eishes ach umisham achis isha. So she's two brothers married two sisters, so she's both an eishes ach and achis isha. You got both. They're very basic. Reb Shimonai me'ene chayav la misham eishes ach bovan. There was one brisa, the other brisa is ene chayav misham achis isha bovan. And the brisa depends if it was nasa chayav akach nasa meis. So the live brother got married first, achis isha came first. Then it was Nasim Eis, the Eishes Ach, is Achal Nachis Isha, so you only Chayiv and Achis Isha. Kan she Nasim Eis, Nachim Hasa Chay, the dead brother married first, so she was first in Eishes Ach. So then the Achis Isha won't be Chal in the Eishes Ach. Perfecting Gemara for Rabbi Shimon. Heichan the Nasim Eis, Nachach Nasa Chay, if the dead brother got married first, so she was first in Eishes Ach, and then the live brother got married, so the Achis Isha wasn't Chal, Einis the Chal Lisser, but came in the Aser Achis Isha Leichal, Tashyam Yevumi. Now, Esa Achzisha wasn't Chal, so let it just do Yibam. All you have is Eishasach is Mutav Makam Yibam, and you don't have Achzisha. Amra Vashi, Esa Achzisha Mitli Tali Vikoi. The Esa Achzisha is hanging. Ipaka, if the Isser, Ipaka Isser Eishasach, if the Isser Eishasach will go off, so then Asi Esa Achzisha Vichayim. So the Esa Achzisha then will be Chal. Hilchach Leipaka, and therefore it can't go off. So the Biskirav, in the Sefer Yudushim Mar and Rizal Levi El Rambam, El Chazim Mechalitza, the only shtickle, he's Medayik of Machloikis Rashi and Tesis in this Inyan that the Isser Achis Isha is Mitli Tali Vekoi, and if the Isser Eshesach would be Paka, the Achis Isha would be Chal, and that's why it's not Paka. There's a Lashon of Rashi says, Hilchach, Hoyal the Isser Achis Isha Muchen Vaimid Lachal Olam. Since the Issa Chesisha is already to be Chal, Pturim in the Yibam. So that's why she's Pater from the Yibam. And then Rashi says, V'loi Paka Issa Reishasach, V'chayim Hashem Eishasach. So Pturim Yibam, so it was never Paka Issa Reishasach. But what caused the Pturim Yibam? Which Erva caused the Pturim Yibam? Zog the Briskura, Rashi's Meduik Achesisha caused the Pturim Yibam. Even though the Achesisha was never Chal B'Payim, but it was Muchav Aymed Lachal. Since it was Mukhavai Malachal, so when the game Ptur Yibum, the Achis Isha, Pat is the Yibum. We have a din that Arayis and Mafkir Yibum. We discussed this a number of times in the past. It's not Stam just the Pshad, that Enes Eisei Dech Leisei Sheish Bekaris and Meli can't do Yibum. No, it's Afkar from Yibum. It's a Ptur. Could be that's Gufu why it is a Ptur Chalitza. But which Erev is it that Pat is Yibum? So Rashi Achis Isha, the Achis Isha is Mukan va'Oimid Aleil. That's Pturim min Yibum. That makes the Ptur. And Melu Haint that she's Pater from Yibum. So then it's Eishesach is Leipaka. That's what Rashi says. Taisus the Masko Leipaka says. And Sakasha, the Achis Isha is Nachal, but still the Tsar is also Leivume, because it's like an islandess. Because Leipaka is Eishesach. An islandess asks Sar, according to Man Yom, and asks Sar, even though all it has is an Issa Eishesach, Dais, when there's a Ptur Yibum, so there's an Issa Eishesach, and the Issa Eishesach asks the Sar. So you see, that according to Taisus, it's not the Achis Isha that's Muchen Va'imid Lachal Nepatis. It's the Eishesach Nepatis. Like islandess, there's no other Issa besides the Eishesach and the Patis. That's what Taisus has to tell too. So it sounds like a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. But Zog the Biskrav, I want to stim the Rashi in the Tesis. Because Rashi was talking about the Erva. The Erva is a Ptur, you learn it from Malay, a Ptur Erva. The Ptur is, even if the Achisish is just Eimen, Muchen, Va'eimen Lachel, it's Nichel and the Ptur of Achisish to Pat to the Erva. Mashiach in Tesis is stelling sich on the Tzara. Why is the Tzara Pater? So the Biskrav holds, and this we mentioned in Shita earlier, that tsar is not a ptur, but ikka tsar is an isser. The erva as is the tsar. The erva as is the tsar, but makam mitzvah. But it's not a ptur. So kedei to pater The Ptur Erev Zakt is yeah, Ptur. And Erevam Pat is the Erev from Yibam. The Shem Erev Pat is the Erev from Yibam. For that, you don't need an actual Erev. The fact that it's Muchav Ayim Malachal is good enough. Now, Shem came for the Tzara. The Tzara, you need the Erev B'Payel to ask the Tzara. So, Mel, it's very good. What's the Ptur Erev here? Achesisha. Achesisha is the Ptur Erev. The Muchav Ayim Malachal. But what's the Ptur Tzara? You don't have an Achesisha to Pat the Tzara. The Tzara needs the Erev to go ask the Tzara. On that, Taisha says, the Eishasach. Hain to disaptur Yibam. So Mel is an Eishasach. The Eishasach is what comes and Pat is the Tzar. That's a shtickl from the Rizki Rav. Then we have a Mamshach in the shtickl of Rizki Rav in the Hemshach of this year. But first, I want to say I have a shtickl from the Achiezer, Chaim Eizer. And the Achiezer will explain this in the Yisayin. What's the Pshat Achiezisha? It's not even Chal that the Pat is from Yibam and Chalitza. See, Achiezer goes and asks a kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara asks a kasha, "Hey, could the Nasa Meisa and Nasa Chai came this Achiezish lechal to siabim yivumi? The Achiezish is not chal. Let it get yibum. The siabim yivumi. Let it have yibum." Fakdim Chaim is to have a kasha on this. What's the din if you have an issue which is an erva, but the issa erva is not chal because ain't issa chal lister? Give you a mashal. You have a mamzeris that became an erva. The Mekadosh is sister of a Mamzeris. So now the Mamzeris becomes an Achisisha. Now it could be an Achayif Achisisha, because Ein Issachal Lissa, even though it's an Issachomer, but Pasha said, even Issachomer is not Chal and Issachal. Kal. So could you, is Kedushin Taifsin? Kedushin is Taifsin Mamzeris. And this one doesn't have an Issa Achisisha. Could Kedushin be Taifsin? Sakta Avadanat. Alderich Zeh. Let's say someone's Mekadosh and Isha, and this Isha's sister is Anida. This Isha's sister is Anida. So Mele, Achis Isha shouldn't be Chal this Anida. If you're only an Isha Chal, listen. She's already Anida. She's also to everyone else Anida. So now Achis Isha won't be Chal. It's not even Isha Chal, they're both Bekaris. So will Kedushin be Taifsin in her? Kedushin is Taifis on Anida. Will Kedushin be Taifsin on this Nida, which happens to also be Achis Isha, but you're only Chayiv Mishan Nida? Zagdav Chayim is Avadana. He brings Reis to it. Would also be a Din Mamzeris. There would also be a Din Mamzeris. If let's say she was by Anida, there's no Mamzeris. Let's say she was Anida, then she became an Achisisha, and you buy her, the Vad will be a Mamzer. Even though there's no Issa Achisisha. But what's the Pshat? Yeah, nice days. The fact that she's an Achisisha, we're making a Kedushin types. That's his Anach and Ibing's rights. But the problem is then, so what's the Gemara's Kasha to Siyam Yivumi? We have the aside, whenever there's no Tvisas Kedushin, there's Afkav, even Mechalitza. The Mashal, Chayv Elam and Aliv the Rabbi Kiva. Taisus asks a Kasha and Aftes, if Amos Taisus, why is Chayv Elam and Rabbi Kiva part of Yim Mechalitza? Why don't you say a Seyd Echalitza said? So the Farshim, Mishainim, they answer that Lamaisa Gret, we learn out from the Din of Alev and the Din of Litzor, that when there's no Tvisas Kedushin, there's no evil. So good. So even if Achisisha is not Chal, so you don't have an Isser Achisisha. Baal Kapanim, there won't be Tvisus Kedushin. If there won't be Tvisus Kedushin, how's it Shayach Yibum? As I affect Yibchayim Eizer, I'm all the Gekasha. Zog Yibchayim Eizer, but what is the Pshat? Why is there no Tvisus Kedushin? You have to say it's Svarha, because she really has an Isser Achisisha. It's just not Chayiv. It's a Din in the Chiv. You can't be Chayiv Malkus or Chatas or Misa, if you already have another Isser. But the Etzim Chalais Isser is Chal. The Mitzias is that there's an Isser. The Isser is there. It's just not able to make a Chiyuv. It's a potential Isser. It's a potential Chiyuv. And Zant Rav Chaim Eizer, this is the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara's Kasha to Siam Yevumi was that the Gemara thought that Achisisha is Bechlal Nachal. Achisisha doesn't exist. She isn't an Achisisha altogether. And Enechanami, in the Gemara's Kasha, Enechanami, Kedushin would be Taifas, there wouldn't be Mamzeris. But the Gemara says a Teretz. What's the Gemara's Teretz? That Achisisha is Mitli Tali Vekoi. Ipaka Issa Achisisha, Asi Issa Achisisha Mechayel. The Pshad is that Achisisha is there. It's Mitli Tali Vekoi. It's there in Mitzias. Once it's there in Mitzias, Samela, it itself makes a Ptur. It itself makes each Vesis Kedushin. It itself will make Mamzeris, it itself will make a Tuyim Mechalitza. He says, like the Gemara says, on Amin Beis, That even if you hold Enes Sechal Lisser, so it's you only chayev one, but it's Keli you did two. Nafkimina L'Kayv Ben Hashem Gemurim. Now Lamais is a bigger Avera. Because the Avera is there. It's just no Chayev. So that's the Pshat in the Rashi and Achasisha Kamei Kaptur. Because it's there. It's just no Chayev. Now Chayim Leizer was Bemis and bothered with Taisus. Why didn't Taisus explain that way? Why did Taisus say the Eishas Achas Mefkia? Taisus holds the Rishvisus Kedushin. They brought Rais not that way. So he claims to say in Taisus that Hayes, the first Tanakh of the Gemara was that there is no Achas Isha. That's how we're explaining. Taisus learned up the Teretz of the Gemara, not that it was being Chazer. The Teretz was just simply that Enech and Amin Achas Isha is not there. But since, if the Eishas Ach would go, then the Achas Isha would come. So Mel Eishas Ach never goes. So Mel may have just Eishas Ach. We don't have Achas Isha B'chal. Achas Isha doesn't exist. Just like in the Kash it didn't exist, in the Teretz also it didn't exist. It just means to say that the only time an Eishas Ach will be Mutter for Yibum is if there'll be a Yibum. But if we know, the Torah knows, if the Eishas Ach goes off, then anyway won't be a Yibum, because then there'll have to be an Achas Isha. So male Eishas Ach doesn't go up, so she becomes an Erev of Eishas Ach, and Eishas Ach is what passes the Erev and the Tzara. But Hayes, the Gemara Amud Bey says, that Malan Yekasav Kilo Asa Shtayim Vein Echayim Vela Achas, Nafkmina L'Kayvim Vem Shom Gemur. This is where it says that there is Mamash and Isser, just no Chiv. But at this point in the Gemara, Taisel didn't say it yet. That's Be'erich, the Shtikl from Chayim Eizer. I just want to be Meisif. What's bothering him in Taisus, you could say to other pshatim. First of all, this hanacha that Reb Chaim Eizer has, that there's no tfisus kedushin, there's memela afkar v'im v'chalitza, Taisus himself didn't seem to hold of it. Taisus asked the kasha, according to Bekivich, to say seyda chalitzei, and didn't answer the kasha. He bites right with the kasha. Maybe the other turns him to the kasha. So maybe, you don't have to, the whole hanacha, you could say it in Rashi, that the Yisayid of the Ptur Yim V'chalitza is not the Isser, but the Afkos Kedushin. And that's good for the Gemara's Teretz, it's Afkos Kedushin because it's middle of the Dali V'kai. But Taisus maybe holds that Afkos Kedushin, it doesn't make a Ptur Yim V'chalitza, you need an Isser. So that's what Taisus Shittasi says. So what's the Isser? The Isser is Eishasach. Taisus Eishasach could also matter its Tzara. You see, we were saying, way back on Daf Tes, that even the Rishonim that say this Teretz, the Mashmayis of the Rishonim, I thought, was Rabbi Kiva holds this way. Has the Gemara know the Machlekes of Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan? So this, the Raman Taka Bible share a little bit with the Kasha, and the Rajba says, the Gemara knew Rabbi Kiva better than us. There's a Chuvus and Rajba that explains what we said with the Rabbi Baruch Meir. But it's not so posh at this Yisayin that whenever there's no Tvis Kedushin, there's a Ptur from Yim Mechalitza. Could be you need an Isser. That's first of all. But second of all, like the Rav, it fits beautifully. The Brisker Rav was saying that b'negei of the Ptur Yibum, Nachas Isha Takabat is the Yibum, even though it's not Chal. Now, Shegin b'negei of the Ptur Tzara, then you need the Eishas Ach to Pat to the Tzara, because Achas Isha is not Chal, can't Pat to the Tzara. The fear of Chaim Eishas is like, there, it's good. Yibum needs Tvisas Kedushin. Why is there no Tvisas Kedushin? Because she's an Achas Isha. And that's what you learn from Malay on the Tzara, that if there's no Tvisas Kedushin, there's no Yibum. The Siba for the Eat Fisus Kedushin is Achas Isha. That's Rashi. The Achas Isha, which is Muchan and Tali Vaimin, that's why there's no Tvisus Kedushin. But Zakhti Rav, why is there a Ptur Tzara? You need the Isser Erva to Asa the Tzara. The Isser Erva, Achas Isha, is not an Isser Erva Bechlal. And it's the Chal Nisser. There, Taisha says, you need the Isha Sach. Padvarim Meirim Usmechim to put together the Rav Chaim Leizer with the Brisker Rav. And that's me mamshich a little bit in this sukkah. The Gemara Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where Rav said, there it says, Beshama Metir Natsaras Lachna Mistil Leishim. And Rav says that the reason for Beshama is because Enes Lachal Lisser. And the Issach Yisish is Nachal Nisse Yisach, and that's why there can't be a Ptur Tzara. And the Gemara asked the Kasha that that's good by Nasa Meis Vachach Nasa Chai, Nachas Yisish is Nachal. But by Nasa Chai Vach Nasa Meis, Achas Isha came first. And the Gemara starts says, but since the Eishas Sach can't be Chal on the Issa of Achas Isha, so Tzara Sev Vishleim Maka Mitzvah Vishay. That was the Gemara earlier on the Afid Gimel Amud Beis. And the reason for Beis Shammai is Mimanav Shach. If the Achas Isha If the Eish HaSach came first, Nasa Meisach HaKnasa Chaim, so then the Achisisha can't pat to the Tzara because it's not Chal, and it's a Chal Lisset. And if it's Nasa Chaim, VaKachnasa Meis, so then, Enechanami, the Achisisha's Chal, but since the Eish HaSach is not Chal, it's a Tzara Zevish Leib Mokamitzah. That's the Gemara. The Teis has a Kasha, so how about for the Erva? By Nasa Meisach HaKnasa Chaim, the Achisisha's not Chal, why isn't the Erva Mesev Emes? And Taisus answers, Achazish is Milu Tala Vikoi, Ipaka Isesh is Achazi Vikai, Lucha Lepaka. That's what Taisus says. Like the Rasha says, Apella, why Taisus says this Kash and Teres as if it's his Eganish Nikol, it's the Gemara in the Avamin days. So Reb Chaim Leiser continues the discussion like this. Chaim Leiser had just told us that what's Mefkiya the Ibum is the Achaz Isha, even though the Isser is not Chal, but the Mitzias of the Achaz Isha is Chal, and that's what's Mefkiya the Ibum. So Chaim Leiser wants to know an obvious kasha. Yishayinim shalzach on the kasha. Why is Beishame differentiating between the erva and the tzara? If you're going to say you can't paten the tzara because einis sechal liser, so why are you going to paten the erva? So the Ramban says a lashon al gabei tzara kevin the michayim lechol the iser achisisha lav tzara le'erva hu. That's what he says. Since it's not chal the iser achisisha mechayim. It's not a tzara of an erva. Enechinami, the erva is pata because it would be chal, potentially is chal, but since it's not chal mechayim, lav tzara l'erva. And then he says, and what's the reason for Beisil? Even though in Issa chal Issa, but since if the Issa eishesach is paka, the achas ish is chayil, bein betzara bein the erva. That's what Chaim Leiser quotes in the Ramban. So in fact, Chaim Leiser is still not move up. First of all, Enechirami the Achisisha can't patter, but like Teisha says, Eishasach could patter. So why can't Eishasach patter the Tzara? Why is Bishami saying the Tzara is mutter? Because in Issachal Lisser, fine, the Achisisha wouldn't patter, because it wasn't Chal Mechaim, but let Eishasach patter. And the second question he wanted to know is, what's the Machlokes Bishami still? You're not explaining it. Why does Bishil hold that it patters the Tzara? Why does Bishami hold doesn't patter the Tzara? As Dr. Chaim Leiser, I'm going to explain to you the Machlokes Beishayim Vesil Lefima Yisait. I explained that when the Gemara asked the Kasha to Siyabim Yevumi, what was the Gemara's Kasha? Because the Gemara held there was no Achisisha B'Mitzias. When you have Enis Lechal Isser, the other Isser doesn't exist. Makes no ration whatsoever. And how did I learn the Gemara's Teretz? It's mitli tali v'koi. It's here. It's a mitzias. It exists. It makes the e-tvisis kedushin. It makes it shouldn't be tvisis kedushin. And the male is a tur, even the chalitza, because of the isra achisisha. But you know, that's all Beisilah. But you know what Beishame holds? Beishame holds like the Havimina. It doesn't exist. The achisisha absolutely doesn't exist. And Enechirani, it sounds as what he would hold. According to Beishame, kedushin is typhus. A strange thing. If you have the nida, and then you marry the Nida sister, then you can be Mekadosh, and then you'll have Kedushin on two sisters. Because there's no Issa Achisisha, she's a Nida. And then maybe when she can become star, and you have the Issa Achisisha, maybe Kedushin won't be Paka, who knows? Strange thing, that's Beishame. Beishame holds the Issa Achisisha doesn't exist, klal v'klal. He says, you see Beishame holds that way. Beishame holds, it's a Tzar Sevesh Leib Makamitzvah. If you have the Achisisha that came first, and then the Eishasach, he also says, Tzara Zevish Leib Makamitzah. She's not an Eishasach. It doesn't exist. That's the Machlokes Beishame Beisilu. Beisilu doesn't exist. So she's a Tzara Zevish Makamitzah. Also, even though the Achisisha is Nachal, there's no Chiyib, but the Achisisha can pat to the Tzara. Pat is the Erva, it exists. But what does Beishame hold about the Erva? The Achisisha doesn't exist. Zoktiv Chaim Leiser, you're right. Now he dies, and there's no Eishasach. You know why? Because there's Yibam. Ah! Now there's no Eishasach. Now is the first time the Achisisha exists. That's the thing by an Issachal Lisser. When the first Issa becomes Ice, then the second Issa is Takachal. Till then there was no second Issa. No Lekarvet Berishom Gemurim. She was not an Achisisha. But now that he dies, so now you're ready to do Yibum. So now the Eishasach is off. It's Takapaka. And now the Achisisha is Chal. So you can't be Miyabim. So why is it in the path to the Tzara? That's what the Ramban is saying, because it didn't happen mechayim. It didn't happen while they were alive. This paka happened, the Issach Yisusha was chal after they died. After he died, and then it was Paka the Issa Eshesach, then the Issa Chesisha was Chal. It happened afterwards, a Tzara Serva has to be that there was Tzara Serva and Michayim. Here they weren't Tzara Serva until they died, because she wasn't Achesisha until he died. So Kuntai says, what am I chalik is Visham Visala? Vishame holds, Enis Chal listen means that it doesn't exist. So Mimela, the Eshesach is going to be Paka. Then the Achesisha will be Chal. So for the Erva, Lamaisa, by the time you get to Myanmar, there's no Eshesach, there's an Achesisha, you can't be Myanmar. Vashenke for the Tzara, the Achesisha was Chal Achemisa. But Beis Hillel holds that she is an Achesisha. So now the Achesisha can pass to the Erva and pass to the Tzara. Because the Achesisha exists even though it wasn't Chal. And who then, when the Achesisha was first and then came the Eshesach exists, she's not called the Tzara Sever Shleif Mokka Mitzvah. That's a shtickle from Rav Chaim Leiser. Dar Sameach and Kunjuzikam, Ayesid Ches, says come out the same thing. He doesn't explain this Nakuda of the Machlaikis of Enes Sechal Lissa, meaning does it exist or not, but he does say that that's the Machlaikis Vishami in Beisilil, that Beisilil holds the Achisisha prevents the Eshesach from ever leaving. The Eshesach is never Paka, and the Melech Pat is a Tzara. Vashenge Meshame holds the Eshesach is Paka. But then the Achisisha is Chal. So Mela, you can't be Miyavim the Erev, but you could be Miyavim the Tzara because the Tzara came Lachanisa. But the Bishkirov, who brings the Pshat from the Arsameach, is Ma'ir, that the Lashon HaRamban is clearly not the way, and Taisus also. Both the Ramban and Taisus say that the Pshat of Beshame is the same Gemara that Issach HaSisha is Midli Tali V'Koi, Yipak Issach HaSisha, Yipak Issach HaSisha, Yipak Issach HaSisha V'Chayil. He says clearly, not like Rav Chaim Leiser and the Arsameach, that it is Paka and the Achesisha is Chal. He says it's not Paka because the Achesisha would be Chal. But still he says, Aval Agabe Tzara came to Mechayim Lechola, Yisur the Achesisha Lav Tzara Le'ervahu. I think Rav Chaim Leiser wasn't saying it in the Ramban. I think he was saying it in his own Pirish. But in the Ramban it doesn't shtim. So what's the Pshat in the Ramban? That's what the Brisk Rav is bothered with. The Ramban, like Taisus, explains the Pshat and Beishamai that the Eshesach is never Paka because the Achesish prevents it from being Paka. So why does Beishamai hold and there's a chilk in the Erev and the Tzara? So the Biskirov explains like this. He says when the Ramban says Aval Gabe Tzara came in the Mechayim Lechola Yisur the Achesish Alav Tzara Le'erva, it doesn't mean Mechayim. That's not the point. It's not Chal altogether. The Eshesach never goes off and the Achesish is never Chal. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. That's what Enis Chal Issa holds. That there's never an Issa Achesisha. But what he means is it's not Chal B'Poyel. That's what he means it's not Chal Mechayim. It's not actually Chal. That's what he means. So this is the aside. For the Ptur Erva, a potential Achesisha also keep Chal. Maybe Taka the way of Chaim Ezer explained it. Because even though it's not Chal, it's Metzias there, and it's Mafkir the Kedushin. But for the Ptur Tzara, that's not enough. For the Ptur Tzara, you need the Issa B'Poyel. That's Veshamai. So, Fex the Chakasha, though, good. So, let the Eshesach patter. So, Zakhti Viskarov, right before this, the Ramban said, arrive its Pshat. The Ravid explained Pshat, because the Gemara was discussing specifically Achesisha. The Yishayim were bothered. I don't want to get into the nitty gritty of that Gemara. What about other Arayas? So, the Ravid was saying, no. Even if by other arayas it could work, but if it can't work by achesisha, that can't be the pshat in litzur. If you're learning litzur, al karchach in the end, beishamai doesn't dash in litzur to mean tzara serva. The old tzara serva is mutter. The question in the gemara is why does it dash in litzur? The answer is because it doesn't make sense to dash in litzur for tzara serva, because there can't be a tzara serva of achesisha, because ain't is a chal olisir. That's what the gemara is saying. So the gemara says why? You can make it in the case of nasim. Of Nasa Chai, Vachach Nasa Meis, Vachachisha is Kadim. And the Gemara says that also wouldn't work, because that would be Shleim Maka Mitzvah. So there can't be a Tzara of Vachachisha. So once there can't be a Tzara of Vachachisha, maybe you can't dash in the Tzara. So Tainit the Viskarov, you're right. If there would be a din that all Tzaras, the Tzara of any Erva patis, the Tzara of any Erva, any Erva asks the Tzara. So then, in the case we have an Achesisha which is not Chal in the Eshesach, the Achesisha can ask the Tzara, but the Eshesach can ask the Tzara like the Eshesach says. But the shal is in the ikel limud. You want to tell me that tsror means a tsaris achis isha kapater tsara? It can't, because the enis lechal aliser. You need the eshes ach to do it. But the pasuk says achis isha does it. That's a shal and beshame. But b'kitzah, the Rizki Rav is learning that the Ramban means his yisayid. L'gabedib tur erva and echanami. Achis isha is mafkiya the erva. Achis isha is mafkiya the yibam, even though it's not chal. But like Abedib Tur Tzara, you need that the Isser Erva should ask the Tzara. The Isser Achasisha is Nachal. If it's Mafkir, even let the Eshesach do it. Yeah, but the Pasuk says Achasisha is doing it. That's why you can't learn the Pasuk that way. That's the Rizki Rav shot. Now the Rizki Rav didn't explain why is Beisilah arguing. He explains so nicely Beishamai, what's the shot Beisilah is arguing. So really the Ramban says two reasons. Right? First reason is, the Lashon and the Ramban is, Tam and Yisrael, Lam Mishun De Yisrael Chal Alisser, El De Mishun De Litzor Goli Bey. Which I think it means like this, that Beisil doesn't have the Pshatavish problem that Beishame has. Beishame has a problem that I can't say, Tzara Sachishisha, Achishisha Pandas the Tzara, because in Lomdus it doesn't work, and it's the Chal Alisser. It could work with Metzias, that the Eishasach could answer, but that's not Tzara Sachishisha. And Vesil says, no. It says, Litzvar, that means when you have a Tzaras Achisisha, it asks, it doesn't matter. It could be me din Tzaras Eishasach. But that's a pshat in the pasuk of Litzvar. But then he says, Inami, Avagav de Enes Lechal Isser, Kipaka Is Eishasach, Osi Achisisha Lechal, Bein Be'erva, Bein Bitzara. So what does that mean? Lamaisa the Achisisha, the Eishasach is not Paka. What would that mean according to the Rizki Rav? The Ram is saying, that when the Eishes Ach is Paka, the Achis Isha is Chal, Bein Be'erva, Bein Mitzara. Unless he means like this, unless he means that Beisil holds that even the potential Achis Isha is Genugav, it's Genugav an Isser, it's Genugav a Chiv, there's no Chiv, but there's Genugav Shem Achis Isha that can ask to the Tzara, even the Tzara. Not like Tosfos that's saying that you need the Eishes Ach to ask to the Tzara. Akapana, this is what he's saying in the Ramban. Maybe Tosfos called like the first Tosfos in the Ramban, that Litzror could be a drasha, even if the Achisish is not Chal, and it's not the Achisish itself that's answering the Tzara. I saw the Stiplum, Simavavis Gimel, he has a pshat to explain the Machlokes Beishamai Meisilol. I think he's going more with the Reb Chaim Leizer and the Ar Sameach, that Lamaisa, what happens is that the Eishas Ach is Paka, and the Achisish is Chal, but Beishamai holds that means that the Achisisha was Chal Achamisa. Beisil says no. It was Chal at the same time in the Misa, and male, that's why it would work the path to the Tzara. Beishamai holds that since it wasn't the Mechaim, it doesn't work the path to the Tzara. And Beisil holds that since it was right away Beishas Misa, it does work the path to the Tzara.